Hello, this your girl Shawana. I hope everyone's doing well and staying safe during this pandemic. Again, I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing and letting go and let God take control with my exit movement. Today, well, actually tonight, I want to talk about this little subject that I actually saw in a video. And I said, well, you know what? That's a good thing to talk about. Being in love or being in lust, do we know the difference? That's the question. Do we know the difference between the two? Because sometimes we can be in love, we think, but actually we're lusting. And when I say I got this subject from a video, I was watching a video the other night. It was a music video. And it could be an actual movie, but it was actually a video. And it was about this young lady that had a boyfriend, and he was getting ready to pop the question and ask her to marry him, but she fell in lust with this man at work. This man looked good. He had muscles and all this stuff, and, you know, he treated her, you know, kissing her and touching her this type of way, and that's what she fell for, that lust. And she actually left her boyfriend for this man, not realizing that he was getting ready to propose to her. But it backfired, because when she left this man, her boyfriend, and went with this other man, she found out that the grass wasn't greener on the other side, that it was nothing but dirt. But all he did was get what he wanted from her, and then he moved on. But it was too late to go back. And a lot of times we have done that. So the question is, how many times have a lot of us left good relationships or left a good man or a good woman behind lust? Because we thought that the grass was greener on the other side, but it turned out to be dirt or artificial grass. A lot of us have done that. A lot of us have done that. And we regret. Or how many times have we reflected on shoulda, coulda, wouldas? Maybe we had a relationship in the past, or we liked somebody back in the past, and we thought, maybe what would happen if we would have been together back then? You know, we have that fantasy. And then years later, that person come along and you get that second chance to see. And then you realize that God showed you the right thing back then. It wasn't meant to be. I've done that. I've had lust. I've been in love, and I have loved. And the lust part was thinking that I loved somebody from back then, but actually it was just a lust. Because when I had the opportunity to see that person again as we got grown, I realized that the path we went down was the right path, because it didn't work. So that was just that lust from then. And then I love somebody. Somebody that's always been there for me. And I always will love them, because they are a good person, a good friend. And then I have been in love. My first love, which was my kid's father, which is no longer here because he was killed. Well, it'll be 5 years in July. But he was my first everything. My first love, first person I fell in love with, first person I had sex with, first and only person I have children with. And it's a difference when you have that first love. It's like no other love. You know, you can move on and find somebody else and be in love with that person, but it's not going to be the same type of love as your first love. And a lot of people, you know what I mean, if you've had a first love, it's totally different. And I can never forget when I got the phone call about him being killed. It crushed me. And a lot of people were like, why did you feel that way or take it so hard? Because y'all had been broke up for a while. Yeah, we had been broke up for some years, but he was my first love. And then my kid's father at that. So it was a whole different type of feeling. Because you can't imagine waking up or being in this world and he's not there. You know, that my kids don't have a father anymore. You know, and this person's not here. This person that I shared so much with, and he's not here anymore. So it was pretty rough for me. And I must admit, at times now, I still reflect and have memories. Sometimes I have moments. I remember one day at work, the song Sarah came on from Hall & Oates. And that was one of his favorite songs. And I started crying. And I'm like, where did this come from? Because that was something that he shared and we shared. Every time he would pick me up, he had that song playing. Or he had the Commodores playing. You know. And so that was a memory, you know, that came back. And it was happy tears. It was not being sad. It was a good memory. And sometimes I have those. You know, sometimes I can be around and something remind me of him. Or my sons may say something or do something and it remind me of him. Because as they get older, they look like him, they talk like him, they walk like him. And they definitely have his personality. So, but life goes on. You know, I would never forget him, and I always would love him. I will, because he was my first love. And I must say, after we broke up, I really didn't date much. I really didn't want to be in a relationship. And a lot of people probably could understand where I'm coming from that. Especially if you had a first love, you know, it's nothing that can compare to that. It's not. And that's something that God has to heal and prepare you for, to move on and be with somebody that can love you and you can love them, you know. So that's why I asked that question. Do we know the difference of being in love or being in lust, or loving somebody or being in love with somebody? That is a total difference. A lot of times we think we are in love with somebody, but we actually just love them. We're with them because they're a good friend, if they've always been there for us, had our backs, or they did this and they did that for us, and we have love for them, but we're not in love with them. Because when you're in love with somebody, that's all you think about, that's all you know, that's all you feel. It's somebody you just can't be without, somebody you feel like it's your soulmate. That's being in love. But if somebody asks you that question and say, hey, y'all been together for 4 or 5 years. When y'all gonna get married? And your reaction be like, who, what? Marriage? What you talking about? I ain't finna marry nobody. So what have you been doing all this long time with this person? You're not ready to call this person your wife or your husband. What have you been doing? Meaning that you just love them. You're not in love with them. That you're just there with them for obligation, or you don't want to be alone. You know. And if that's the case, if you can't see yourself getting married to somebody that you've been with 4 or 5 years, then you've been wasting each other's time. Because at some point, y'all should be married. If this is somebody that you say you're in love with. Not somebody you pass in time. You know, so there's a difference, and a lot of times we have to think about that. There is a difference, because that person could be in love with you, but you don't feel the same about them. You just love them. And if that's the case, you've been wasting this person's time. You've been wasting their time and yours, because then somebody could come along that you fall for and fall in love with. But you still with that person that you just love. And then it's not going to end well. All around, everybody's feelings going to get hurt. So we have to know the difference about being in love and being in lust. And as that video, as I said with that video, she was in lust. And when she realized it, it was too late to go back to the person that she was in love with because he didn't want her back. And a lot of times we make that mistake. God let us have what we want. He'll let us go lusting all over. And then when we fall down on our face and realize that the person that we was with was the person we should have been with, it's too late because that person's gone on to somebody else. You know, sometimes we take people for granted. We take our relationships for granted. Sometimes we can complain about stuff or what the other person is not doing. Sometimes females, we lose good men because they don't show us attention they think we think we should have. I'm like this. If he out here working, keeping the roof over my head, take care of me and my children, I'm going to do my best to take care of him. I'm going to make sure when he come home, his bath water is running, he got food on the table, and he relaxed because he didn't work 12, 15, 16 hours. So I'm not finna complain about what he not doing because he's doing enough to make me happy. And that's, I think a lot of times we women need to realize that and see besides worrying about because he gone all the time. He ain't paying attention to me. He don't take me out no more. Well, that comes with the territory when you get married and say for better or for worse. Or if you just boyfriend and girlfriend. Y'all ain't married. So why are you still there? If he not doing all this, then move along. Find somebody that will. But if you married, this is what you signed up for. And same thing with a man. You can lose a good woman because of your ego or she ain't at home. Or she letting herself go, or she not paying attention to me. You know, I'm working. I come home, and ain't this here ain't done, that here ain't done. Well, what if she's not working, and she got the kids, and she at home taking care of the children, and washing, cleaning, and going out paying bills, going out taking care of this, taking care of that. The kids get sick, she got sent to hospital and all that while you working. She doing everything. And you don't see that because you worried about what she ain't doing for you. Now, you can lose a good woman behind that because you're not thinking outside the box on that until that woman's gone. And the same thing with a woman, when that man is gone, then you realize. So, you know, sometimes we just have to think when we get in relationships. What are we getting into? Are we getting into lust or are we getting into love? You know, because I've got to the point, I'm finna be 45 years old. And I can say, as I said before, my first love, he's gone. And I really haven't dated. I've never been married. So now I am 45. I've been a single mother, raising my children, doing everything for them and doing whatever I had to do and going through all this stuff that I went through. So now I feel like, okay, it's time for me to get in a relationship with somebody. Somebody that want to be with me. Somebody that can see all my flaws and see me and be and want to be with me. And me the same to them. I ain't got time for games and stuff now. Because now I see these relationships, it's all about sex. People just want to get with you so they can get it and go on. And I'm old school and old fashioned. I don't do all this texting stuff. I like to sit down and have a conversation. Go out. Not sit here and text what you're doing. What do you think I'm doing? You texting me 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Hell, I'm asleep. What do you want? All that. And that's the type of relationships that we got going on now. And I think really we need to go back to being gentlemen and women, courting, getting to know each other. learning about each other, communicating, not texting. Because if you texting me, then I'm actually just having a relationship with your phone. If I'm not ever seeing you and we're not ever going out and all I'm doing is texting you or messaging you, well, that's all our relationship is texting and messaging. We ain't got no relationship. We're not together. That's what I see. But a lot of women think that, and men. Their relationship is based all on texting and messaging, FaceTiming. That's not a relationship. If we can't actually be together and learn about each other and communicate, that's not a relationship. Then we want to post on our status in relationship with such and such. How? When y'all don't go out or see each other, y'all just text and message. That ain't a relationship. You in a relationship with their phone. That's what your status should be. I'm just saying. But that's how relationships are now these days. These young people, they don't know how to be in relationship with nobody because who they got to teach them? If we as adults are doing the same thing they're doing. And that's not what I want. I want something old. I'm old school, I'm sorry. Back in the day, dating and courting. That's how you have a good relationship. Not what they got going on now. And that's probably the reason why we don't know the difference between being in love and being in lust. Because we don't know how to be in a relationship and know anything about relationship or love. So, that's what I just want to talk about for these little snippets. Being in love or being in lust, do we know the difference? And if we do know the difference, what can we do to change it? Do we want to just be lusting all the time? Or do we actually want to have an actual relationship and be in love with somebody that you can spend the rest of your life with and grow with and build with? I think that's something that every woman and man should want. Not just to be somebody's sex toy. When you text me at 3 o'clock in the morning, say, my, what you doing? Nothing. I'm asleep and I'm finna stay asleep. If you texting me, because if you texting me, asking me what I'm doing and thinking you finna come over, I'm sorry. Ain't finna happen. No, that's not a relationship. You just booty buddies. That's it. So if you just booty buddies, ain't no reason for you to be put on your status in relationship with such and such. You ain't in a relationship. You booty buddies and phone buddies. That's it. I'm just saying. And that's what a lot of these females think. We think we in a relationship with somebody, baby, he in a relationship with you and everybody else. Same thing with a female. We just lusting. We don't know what love is. So think about that. If you're in a relationship with somebody, that man in the mirror, as I always say, look at yourself. Look in that mirror and look at yourself. And then look at yourself in your relationship if you are in one. What is your relationship? Is it a lust or love? Because if you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time and you don't see yourself marrying them or being with them for the rest of your life, then you're pretty much just lusting and just loving, but you're not in love. And if you see yourself being with somebody and you in love with this person and you want to be with this person for the rest of your life, you're in love. It's love. So we need to look at that. Think about that. Are we with somebody just for obligation? Or is this the one? Or this our soulmate? Or are we with somebody because he can give us good sex? And he can do this and he can do this to my body and he pay attention to me? You just lusting. You lusting. You think you in love. Well, you may be in love with that, but he just lusting. You ain't the one. So again, that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. Being in love or being in lust. Do we know the difference? And how many of us really do know the difference? And how many of us are we in love or are we lusting? That is the question. And if we are doing either one, what can we do to be better? If we just lusting, we need to let it go. But if we're in love, we need to stay with it and keep it. So y'all have a good day, good night, stay safe, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.